Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to the Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Sandy Roberto's out on the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air, and Scott Cuddy makes sure it all happens overall. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. It's the very telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline, USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have a bunch of affiliates all around the country. They give us love. They love it. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, the various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. Look, we only get you for a certain period of time each and every day. We know that. We want you to be listening to us. The only way you can go about doing that, aside from our affiliates, of course, is to get us on the various different platforms and your particular device. So if you have the iPhone, the Android, whatever the circumstances are, it could be, you know, the good old clunky PC. If you happen to be sitting at your desk this morning, well, we want you to go to the various platforms. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, /talk. Listen live, and we're right there for you. So, you know what it is. You know the drill. And if you're getting the kids off to school, the spouse off to work, whatever the circumstances are, we know you're plugged in somewhere. And it's literally all that matters. So, as you're going about your day, go about it with us. And we're hoping that you are there for the brief period of time that we have you. So, for us, it's all that matters. For us, the most important thing, the American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day. You know what the story is. You know how I feel about it. And if you're going to go and you see somebody in a unit as you're walking along, you're grabbing your coffee, whatever the circumstances are, do me a favor. Go up, thank them, and then be on your way because they're running towards it while we run away from it. So as we step aside here, just, keep that in mind. When we come back, we'll set the table here for this edition of The Attack. I'm Bob Black, and, well, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's L-I-K-E to 42424.
Feels like Golden State has a 30-point lead the way this crowd reacts with Stephen again. Here's Curry firing. Yes!
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Scott, making sure it plays. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still read telephone number of the Attack at Bob Black, 71, at Sports Byline USA. If Twitter happens to be more of your thing, which for many of you, we know it is. Houston 112, Utah 102. Houston takes care of its business, 4-1. I want to say a good series, but not particularly. It was okay. It out west, it was kind of a fait accompli that this was going to go down, that Houston was going to meet Golden State, and you know, it looks like that's the way it's going to turn out. But with that in mind, Houston taking care of its business at home, basically taking a close game with Utah dominating in the third quarter and turning it into a rout with a 37-point fourth quarter to win going away. And the Jazz acquitted themselves quite well. And Donovan Mitchell, a star is born, doesn't even begin to describe it. This is a team that it's going to be around for a while. Gordon Hayward losing him and he running to Boston for the money, understandably so, easily replaced by Donovan Mitchell, who is a playmaking scoring machine. It is his team. It's amazing how seamlessly the team went from being Gordon Hayward's team to Donovan Mitchell's team in 1 year. Substitute Gordon Hayward for Donovan Mitchell, the result would have been the same, a second round ouster. And the Jazz have certain things that they have to deal with, but they're going to do it going forward. The story, though, however, is Chris Paul with 41 massive points, a plus 20 rating. He saved his best for last. And eclipsing the other star on the team, James Harden, who played well, but just Chris Paul was just lights out unconscious with his 41 points. And Houston just rolled. It's they're ready for this. Their team is primed for this. I don't know how it's going to turn out. Nobody looks like they're going to beat Golden State at this point, but if anybody is going to do it, East or West, it is certainly Houston's opportunity right here. And considering that Chris Paul was brought in exactly for this reason, dish the ball, score when necessary, lead the team. You saw last year's disappearing act with James Harden. This was why he is there. If it is going to happen, this is the year that it's going to happen. It's an interesting scenario because should Houston beat Golden State, they will go to the finals on a serious ride, but I would be worried if I'm a Houston fan that they are all of a sudden going to just think that they have the NBA title as opposed to having the NBA title. Chris Paul has fallen short in the playoffs before. He seems determined to not have that happen again. James Harden has fallen short massively in the playoffs before. Whether or not he is capable of making sure that doesn't happen remains to be seen. Should they win against Golden State? Well, maybe we're having a conversation on how this team matured at the right time and yada, yada, yada. It's all well and good. But honestly, we don't know how it's going to turn out. We don't know whether or not these guys are ready to take the next step. But this is, and I talked about this a little bit yesterday, this is a one and done deal. They're either going to win it this year or this team will take a massive step backwards. Unless, of course, LeBron James decides to go to Houston, which is a possibility. Wouldn't that be fun? Replacing Trevor Ariza. And seriously, if he should go to Houston after this season, well, then maybe we're having an entirely different conversation. But as this team is structured right now, they have to do it this year. Paul will be a year older. Harden will get more and more of a reputation of a player that doesn't step up in the big moment. They get more than enough offense out of their big three, including Clint Capella in that mix. They get the defense from P.J. Tucker and Trevor Ariza. And those guys score as well, as evidenced by P.J. Tucker in his 36 minutes yesterday, dropping 19. But as the rest of it plays out, their instant offense off the bench is Gerald Green and Eric Gordon. Nene, the ageless one, just keeps going and going and going, but eventually he'll have to call it quits, and probably after this year. So their window, their opportunity is literally right now. So it we'll see. But they did a good job in taking care of their business. As I said, for Houston, there's no shame in going down to this team. They were the best team in basketball this year. And, you know, look, this is they being Houston, their second trip to the conference final in 4 years. So we'll see. And should it turn out well for Houston? Great. The future itself, very bright for the Utah Jazz. And like I said, this team now with Donovan Mitchell, who left with 7 minutes left with a leg injury. They didn't say what it was. But it's bright. It's bright. Rudy Gobert, Mitchell will be a year better. Jay Crowder, haven't come over from Cleveland, and they did make the lineup change. Derek Favors going to the bench. Crowder starting. He didn't respond as a starter. He was 2 of 11. I was curious as to why they made this move, but they did make it. Royce O'Neal, the kid out of Baylor, came off, had a big game. They tried to match size for size and go small and go a little bit more athletic. It didn't play out. They were competitive in the game, but I questioned this. Favors still would have been my guy. Alex Burks off the bench in his 32 minutes had 22 points. You know, he's been in the league a while now. They know exactly what he is. He's a role player. And a good one. So they'll go forward and they'll build from there. And we'll see what happens. Let's step aside right here. When we come back, we'll have more here on The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings. Savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Backing in on Ananobi. James with 10 to shoot. The fadeaway for the tie. Yes! LeBron James knocks it down.
Rozier moving it. Rozier sidestep. And it's in.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto's out on the West Coast. The phone number, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Coaches being introduced around the NBA as well. Well, one introduced and one being finalized with his contract perspective, as David Fizdale is introduced as the new New York Knicks head basketball coach. And Borrego is going to end up being a coach of the Charlotte Hornets, but they're finalizing that deal. Fizdale first. And sitting here in New York, the reaction has been mixed. Most of the fans wanted Coach Bud or the initial rumored speculation of Mark Jackson and the usual suspects, Van Gundy. And Van Gundy was never coming here. The Knicks were never going to revisit that. Mark Jackson was a possibility, but that never gained traction. Whatever happened with management out in Oakland with Golden State has come back and followed Mark Jackson around like an albatross. And it has kept him from getting another coaching job. And I believe will keep him from ever getting another coaching job. And which to me, when you look at it and considering that he was involved in putting the building blocks together out in Golden State with Steph Curry and with Draymond Green and Klay Thompson, whatever went down must have been earth-shattering within that organization for him not to get another opportunity. Because with that on your resume, for him not to get a chance to rebuild his hometown New York Knicks or any of the other teams that are out there, his ability to play nice with others must really be coming into question when it comes to the management of basketball teams, because he literally, his candidacy here in New York never, and I mean never, gained traction. And if it didn't happen here, it's more than likely never going to happen somewhere else. But David Fizdale, his candidacy did grab traction, and he is the new basketball coach of the New York Knicks, and it was finalized today. Now, the pipe dream, of course, for the Knicks is that somehow with Fizdale's relationship, because he was an assistant with the Miami Heat when LeBron James was there, is that he's going to come to New York and somehow they'll clear the cap space and somehow LeBron will end up signing with the New York Knicks, which I guess in theory it could happen. But the reality is that he's stuck playing the hand that he has to play. And we're going to find out whether or not he can coach. Memphis Grizzlies were going into Tank City when he got fired. He did not have a good relationship with the primary player on that team, Marc Gasol. That's come into question. There was a European basketball reporter at the news conference yesterday who asked him bluntly, and that's being kind, about whether or not he was dismissive of European players, which in today's day and age is idiocy. But he answered the question. And he said, you know, it has nothing to do with it. We just had issues. We learned. And hopefully we move on from there. You know, he handled the press conference really well. Again, the focus was more, oh, my God, he knows LeBron, therefore we can get LeBron. No, it's not going to happen. And like I said, if it does, great. But reality being what it is, it's not going to happen. And with the roster that they have, the Knicks are going to struggle at least for a year or two, depending on if Porzingis can come back. You know, it what's going on with the Knicks will James Dolan stay out of this? We'll find out. Perry and Steve Mills seem to be on the same page. They thought that was going to be with Jeff Hornacek, but you know, let's be honest about it. If you watch Jeff Hornacek in a day-to-day basis, he's an average coach. His teams don't play defense. They're run and gun. I thought he did a good job last year after Porzingis got hurt of getting the younger players involved. He wanted to keep the team competitive, not tank, obviously. But still work on winning basketball games while trying to develop younger players. And he did that. He got Frankie from France involved. He got Moutier involved after they signed him. You know, he got Trey Burke involved after they brought him up out of the G League. He tried to get younger players playing time so at least the Knicks would have some idea of what they had going forward on that roster. Enes Kanter is probably going to opt out and then restructure his deal so they have a little more flexibility involving the Knicks. He passionately wants to stay in New York. And he also called upon LeBron to, hey, why don't you get involved and come here? You know, after calling him the Queen of New York and the Princess of New York and everything else. And, you know, it's a pipe dream. If LeBron wants to play in this market, he'll have to take a significant amount of money less than what he's earning right now. 99.9, it's not going to happen. It could, I guess, in theory. But David Fizdale, it comes to New York. And after the exhaustive search involving 10 other candidates, you know, they did their due diligence. They talked to Pat Riley. They talked to Eric Spoelstra. They addressed the failure with the Grizzlies. And Fizdale himself admitted that maybe he pushed too hard on a team that, you know, the window was closing. Gasol was getting old. Conley III was hurt all the time, and they really didn't have much else on the basketball team, you know. Zach went. Tony Allen went. There were a whole bunch of guys that went out the door. And from that point on, that they were not going to win. A basketball title, at least not at that point. Now, you know, it's all well and good, and hopefully Fizdale is up for it. But we're going to find out. And when you look at it, and you look at the amount of talent, or lack thereof, that's on the basketball team, well, you're gonna find out whether or not he can coach in a relatively big hurry. And again, not the X's and O's aspect of it, not the fact that they're out there and you know, it's the New York market and all that kind of stuff, because he's already starting with liability. You know, Porzingis is not going to be ready for the regular season. And once he comes, he's going to have to show, the Knicks organization is going to have to show that they're ready and have the ability, again, depending on the draft pick, to build a team around him. I mean, the kid when he got injured, let's not forget, he was averaging 23 points a game. He was moving in the right direction and trending in the right direction. So whether or not they're able to convince him to extend remains to be seen. They have issues as far as whether or not to offer him the max extension that they can, and that will come into play as well. Do you do that with an injured player? You know, there's major questions here. So, you know, Fizdale is walking into an interesting scenario. They have pretty decent building blocks with Tim Hardaway Jr. and Enes Kanter. What do they do with their guards? I mean, Jarrett Jack was a nice bridge this year, trying to show Ntilikina how to play. Damian Dotson at the back end of the year had some big scoring games, and maybe he figured it out. He was a first-year guy, second-round pick. You know, Courtney Lee is still there, but in reality, they would like to move him. Do you re-sign Michael Beasley? Luke Kornet's on this roster now, and they'd like to keep him around. He's kind of a Porzingis light at power forward. So there's a lot of many more questions than answers on this Knick team. And that's where we'll leave it right now as we step aside. When we come back, more here on The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Hi, my name's Tim Forehan. I'm a deputy sheriff, and my job keeping me in shape is important. I've tried other products to get my weight down, but nothing has worked like Andre 400. In just 3 months, I've dropped 51 pounds, down from 230 to 179. Plus, the weight's come off in the stomach area. I've gone from a snug 36-inch waist to a 32-inch waist, which I was in high school. I highly recommend the Andre 400 to all my friends.
Guys, are you frustrated because no matter how hard you try, it seems impossible to lose stubborn belly fat? Then discover why thousands of men each month rely on Andro 400. Lose belly fat, gain energy and confidence, and feel great about yourself. Andro 400, the safe, effective, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down, 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. I'm Bob Black. Senator Roberto's around the West Coast, making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number at Bob Black. 71 of Twitter is more your thing. And for many of you, we know it is. But not the only coaching news in the National Basketball Association. And we talked about it yesterday. Stan Van Gundy biting the dust. And he's another one. I think he will have an issue landing another job. I do. I truly believe that. You know, leaving Orlando as he did, alienating his star player, and then making the moves and buying off on the future of the Detroit Pistons by giving up his first-round draft pick to get Blake Griffin in. I think the core is there for the next coach on how they use Griffin and how they use Andre Drummond and whether or not Reggie Jackson evolves even further as a point guard. But with no draft pick this year, there are limitations on what you're going to be able to achieve in Detroit. There's limitations as well in Charlotte. And James Borrego, who's been an assistant coach with San Antonio since 2015, is going to be the next coach of the Charlotte Hornets, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. He's very picky about his pronunciation. Get an easier name. Call yourself Smith. Now, back in April when they let Steve Clifford go with class, but they did let him go. Charlotte finished 10 games under 500 with a 36-46 record. They have Dwight Howard on that roster. You know, Borrego is young. He's respected. He's been on Pop's staff twice. He was offered the head coaching job at the University of New Mexico, which is where he's from. And he did turn it down in order to pursue NBA jobs. And he got said NBA job with the Charlotte Hornets. And don't forget, you now have Mitch Kupchak running that organization instead of David Cho. And they've taken it in a completely different direction. You know, whether or not Kupchak's the guy is debatable. He had mixed success in LA and signing players to, you know, Timofey Mozgov and that massive contract and, you know, others that did not play out. Well, you know, we'll see. We'll see. And we're going to find out whether or not he's up to the task. The tree is there. We always hope for the best when it involves these young coaches, but many of them don't work out. Let's be honest about it. So we'll see. We'll see. But the Charlotte team is a team that has gone in the right direction. They have decent young players. It's a weird mix, to be honest about it. They've yet to find their footing. The whole point of bringing in Mitch Kupchak was basically to get stabilization on a team that Michael Jordan, as part owner, wants to win right away. But they have a mix of players that some have never evolved. Some have leveled off. They do have a star in the team in Kemba Walker. They have Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, who, you know, at this point is okay. He's 5 years in the league now. He averages 10 points a game. So it is what it is. Marvin Williams is Marvin Williams. I mean, what's he, 10 years in the league now? 12 years in the league now. He's a 10-point-a-game scorer. You know, it's not a guy that you can have in your starting lineup. They're set in the middle now with Dwight Howard and Willie Hernangómez, who they got from the Knicks. And, you know, he played pretty decently. Dwight is Dwight. He's 17 points and 12 boards. He's 32. He's slow off the pick and roll. Nick Batum, Jeremy Lamb. You know, again, they're okay players. Kemba's a star, obviously, but they were shopping him around at the trade deadline. But he's in his prime right now. And they have to win with him right now. Unless they decide that they're going to tank out. And if they do decide that, then they're going to have to move him before the draft to a team that can take on that salary and get younger. Let's put it this way. It wouldn't sit well with the fan base in Charlotte. So Borrego's going to come in. He's going to have some heavy lifting to do. Now, are they in rebuild mode? Are they in we're trying to win while we rebuild mode? Which is more than likely. The key will be during the course of the offseason. When they either move him, Kemba Walker, or they don't. And if they do manage to move him, then they're telling you exactly what's going on. It'll be complete rebuild. And Borrego will be the guy in charge of it. But then again, they're going to have to look and examine and recognize that, you know, they may be bringing in a bright young basketball mind. But again, you know, players, you don't win. I don't care how bright you are. Now, can they pry a number one pick away? Yeah, I guess in theory. But it would have to be a number one pick in the lottery. And if you're a lottery team and you're looking for a point guard, well, okay. Kemba would qualify. I'd make him available to the Knicks and see if you can get the point guard. And I you know, part of it too. And I would think no matter who the team is that they're trying to move him to, you've got to see where they land in the lottery as well. And if you're a team, and, you know, again, I'm using the example of the Knicks, straight up, I'd get them. I don't know how you would work it out as far as the finances go. You know, you'd have to package a number of the players that are on the roster, which, you know, a lot of them are chop meat right now. And in order to go to, in that direction, yeah, okay. But I would make that deal. You get a point guard in his prime that would be good for 4 or 5 years before the wheels fall off. He's a little undersized. But you'd be showing a star player that you're committed to getting this team to the playoffs. And if Porzingis did come back around the new year, chances are they'd be in contention for a playoff spot. You put him in the mix with Enes Kanter and Porzingis and Frankie from France and, you know, a couple other players that they keep. Knicks might not want to go in that direction. But I would understand it if they did make that kind of move and Charlotte went into complete rebuild mode. But again, that's where the question lies. Does Charlotte want to go into complete rebuild mode? And does the team want to take on Kemba Walker in the process? And it has to be frustrating for him because he is in his prime right now. If they step back and go in that direction, that's hard. that would be very hard for Kemba Walker to swallow. You know, when you look at for when he came into the league, his shooting has improved significantly. Scoring average has gone up, 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 up. I mean, you know, you set the rookie year aside while they're getting their feet wet, but it's been 17, almost 18 points a game all the way through. And he took the big leap 3 years ago and went to 21 points, and it's been 23 points and 22 points. He's a very good player, a notch below superstar, but a very good player. As far as point guards go, he's in the top 10 in the league. If you did decide to make a move for him, it would be understandable. And no one could knock your team if you went in that direction. Completely understandable. So, we'll see. Again, times be a-changing in the NBA. And we'll see how it plays out. Baseball, baby. Baseball. There was a no-hitter thrown in Canada, but it wasn't with Toronto. Seattle Mariners, James Paxton, first Canadian-born player to ever pitch a no-hitter in his home country, shutting down the Blue Jays 5-0 last night. And he's a good young player, honestly. And the crowd, busting his chops. You're going to give it up. You're going to spin it up. But in the end, he took care of his business. The crowd warmed to him, rightfully so. And it was a good story. It truly was. Truly was. And he was dominant. And this is a kid that brings with a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, left-handed, big-time pitcher. Really was not in any trouble. And final out, ground out to third. They gave him a standing O up in Toronto, and rightfully so. And it real good effort all the way around. Truly was. You know, Toronto's an interesting team this year. How they're going to compete, if they're going to compete, remains to be seen. But we'll see. They're trying to do it on the fly, as many teams are. Let's step aside right here. When we come back, we'll wrap up this hour of the attack. Please don't go anywhere.
8 seconds. DeRozan drives in. DeRozan, ball fake, kick out. Van Vliet, 3 seconds. Van Vliet, no good. Cleveland's got the rebound, and it's over.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warranty Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Black, you. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY if you want to sneak one in this hour. Matt Harvey gone from the New York Mets, and he was designated for assignment at the end of last week, but now he's a member of the Cincinnati Reds. So he's going from a pitcher-friendly park to a home run launching pad. And whether or not his career is able to get resurrected will remain to be seen. But he gets traded for catcher Devin Masarico and cash. And the Reds have a lousy pitching rotation and a worse record in the majors. So they basically have exiled him. And again, he's going to a launching pad. I don't know whether or not it's going to resurrect his career. But, you know, when it comes down to it, they got need because of the fact that both of their catchers cannot hit. And ever since Travis d'Arnaud out for the season and Kevin Plawecki out for a while went down, the Mets have tanked since that point. And Jason Vargas, who they're counting on and they gave a nice 2-year contract to, got smacked around, had 4 runs in 4 innings last night, and has allowed 26 hits and 19 runs in 12 innings. 12 and a third, to be technically. But, you know, you would hope he'd be able to straighten it out in time and move in from the American League to the National League. Usually that's the case, but we'll see. So need Harvey out of there, the whole nine yards. That's the right way for it to play out. Well, we're going to step aside. Hope you enjoy the hour, and stay tuned for the news at the top of the hour. I'm Bob Black. Please don't go anywhere.